Former ICE official, Somali migration to U.S. marked greatest refugee fraud crisis in modern times. By John Binder on December 9, 2025. A decade of Somali migration to the United States was plagued with mass fraud. The federal government and a retired Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) official previously revealed. The P3 refugee pipeline, created by the Refugee Act of 1980, allows refugees to apply for their spouses, unmarried children, and parents to also receive refugee status in the U.S. from 2003 through 2008. Africans, including Somalis, represented more than 95% of the refugees who arrived in the U.S. through the P3 program. In March 2008, after some 36,000 mostly Africans had entered the U.S. as P3 refugees, the majority of whom resettled in Minnesota, the program was halted by then-President George W. Bush after the State Department unveiled mass fraud. The State Department published a report in November 2008 detailing how the agency had started requiring P3 refugees from Somalia, Ethiopia, and Liberia to take DNA tests to prove they were blood relatives to the U.S.-bound refugees sponsoring them for such status. The DNA tests ultimately revealed the State Department was only able to confirm all claimed biological relationships in fewer than 20% of cases, family units, the report stated. We initially tested a sample of some 500 refugees, primarily Somali and Ethiopian, in Nairobi, Kenya under consideration for U.S. resettlement through the P3 program. After that sample suggested high rates of fraud, we expanded testing to Ethiopia, Uganda, Ghana, Guinea, Gambia and Cote d'Ivoire. Most of the approximately 3,000 refugees tested are from Somalia, Ethiopia, and Liberia. Note that the initial DNA testing was limited to members of families applying for the P3 program, and not between the applicants and the anchor relative in the United States. Emphasis added. Retired ICE official Charles Thaddeus Fillinger published a 30-page brief in July 2018 regarding what he calls the greatest refugee fraud crisis in modern times and possibly the biggest blunder in immigration history. Thousands of fraudulent P3 refugees, most using false identities, streamed into the United States for years before the suspension, Fillinger wrote. When 25% of the U.S. workforce was unemployed in the 1930s, it was called the Great Depression. With near 100% fraud levels in the failed P3 program, it is accurate to call it the greatest refugee fraud crisis in modern times. Former President Barack Obama reinstated the P3 refugee pipeline in 2012 after making a number of reforms, including requiring DNA testing for applicants to prove familial ties to refugees in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.